The Wisconsin Scholars Longitudinal Study includes 6,000 Wisconsin residents enrolled at each of Wisconsin's 42 public colleges. All participants have received a federal Pell Grant, which are distributed based on a family's income. Sarah Goldrick-Rabb is the co-director of the study and an assistant professor of educational policy and sociology. She says there's never been a study like this one on need-based aid, and it's unique because it includes students attending 2- and 4-year colleges. Goldrick-Rabb says it's an important time for the study because students and families are struggling to pay for college.
And we think that if policymakers are going to consider increasing resources for financial aid, they need better evidence, the kind of evidence that this study can produce, in order to inform their decisions.
Goldrick-Rabb adds they want to find out why financial aid matters. Beyond the obvious reasons of paying for college, she says they think it may also affect everything from how students use their time to whether they can afford to eat lunch every day.
We are talking with students right now and are hearing that some of them are foregoing what many of us would consider basic necessities in order to afford to attend college.
Goldrick-Rabb says all participants are first-year students. Researchers plan to follow them through college and into the workforce, a time span of 5 to 10 years. She says they hope to have some results at the end of next summer, after students complete their first year. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.